da zippity my oh my, what a wonderful day.
Yes, it's the day, it's arrived, a celebration of democracy here on the island. The freedom of the people to choose those who will be entrusted with leading the nation for the next 5 years. A celebration, it has to be said, that would be muted if we don't get a good turnout. The polls open at 8, they will close 12 hours later, and then we shall see who has been successful. It's going to be a tense day for some, an exciting day for many, a disappointing day for others, perhaps the start of great things for some. But we'll have to wait until 8 this evening and the polls closing to find out the answers to a number of important questions. Manx Radio has, is, and will be always charging into this election with enormous gusto, as you will have observed. To get the results as soon as they come in, words with winners and losers and the polls closing, an indication through exit polls of how things have gone. Manx Radio is the place to be. Mark Tiley, programme controller, is with me. Mark, 5 years on, how are we approaching this particular election?
Well, what's really changed in the last 5 years is the growth of the use of smartphones and the engagement, not just with websites, but with social media. So for this election, we focused hugely on what comes out of the speakers of Manx Radio, but added extra layers of how you can get in touch through social media and how you can get that information straight to your phone, because that is really where the action has moved to in the past 5 years.
What about exit polls? How do we use those?
Well, they're hugely important, and students will be positioned around the 12 constituencies, gauging just what's been going on during the day. Now, obviously, I say obviously, we're not allowed to mention any of those statistics until polls close, because that's a legal issue and you could easily try to influence people during the course of the day. So, but the moment 8 o'clock comes along, we'll be bringing you what the exit polls have told us. They may not be right. They have been very accurate in the past, with a few exceptions. They have been pretty much on the money. So from 8 o'clock onwards on Manx Radio, and if you're following us on Twitter or Facebook or through the website, then you'll be able to see just what those exit polls are telling us.
Of course, there are unknowns like demands for recounts, close elections, so it means that in some areas it could go on for much longer than we anticipate.
It could do, and by rebalancing the 12 constituencies, we do anticipate some times when there could be results flying in through the door. And we're going to be juggling those with our team here at Manx Radio, everybody out at the count. We're at every single count. One thing to push as well is manxradio.com. If you want to have a look at what's shaping up throughout the day, and of course, once the results come in, manxradio.com, there's a banner there, election, click on that and have that as your companion to what's coming out on air.
In the island, it's different from having a party system, where really, when a party gets an overall majority, you tend to lose interest in the votes that then come in afterwards in the constituency. With the Isle of Man, every individual constituency is vital. That's right down to the last one.
It is, absolutely. I don't have a swingometer, which is a great shame, because I love using a swingometer, but sadly, I won't be on this election. However, what our team are going to be looking at is where all the candidates, all the successful candidates, stand both locally, nationally, and internationally. And as those results come in, you can piece together the sort of coalitions of like-minded people that we may have in the new Timald.
And, of course, after the names come forth, then the debate about who might be chief minister will really pick up a head of steam.
And that's going to be fascinating. Again, the dynamics of who thinks like the others, who are going to gang together, because we know what it's like. It's tribal in there. And we'll see these little pockets forming. And we'll probably get a feel and a sense of that before midnight.
Yes, steady, Mark, steady. Mark will be with us throughout the day. Now, if you want to get involved in the modern fashion, you can join Manx Radio online on the Manx Radio Facebook page, on Twitter, at Manx Radio One Word, using the hashtag #IOMElection, IOM Election One Word 2016, IOM Election 2016 with a hash in front of it, via our live blog on manxradioonword.com, and on air, of course, with our special programme from 6 p.m.